It's Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. Our musical performances here this hour today on Current State have come from the Sprague's. Jerry Sprague and three of his grandsons. Right now, the Sprague's perform Your World is My World.
This place is dark and electric, like lightning after the storm. Moving like waves on the ocean, swallows me deep from the shore. I feel the heat from your fire, I smell the smoke from your flame. I feel this burning desire, your passion calling my name. Hold me down and help me see your world in my world. Make me believe. Hold me down and make me see your world in my world inside of me. Deserted, drifting from islands, escaping nothing redeemed. A world of vacant horizons, safe harvest distant from dreams. Hold me down and help me see your world in my world. Make me lost in a sea, sails without prospects, freedom set free. Gone without distance, gone far away, away. Stardom pushing upon me, pressing my wrist to the bed. The heat and sweat from our bodies, this passion filling my head. Your mouth is soft from our teardrops, you whisper breath in my ears, stripping away hesitation, deep in the dark without fear. Make me believe, hold me down and make me see your world in my world inside of me, your world inside of my world, your world in my world. Make me believe your world inside of my world, your
The Sprague's on Current State, and Your World is My World. The Sprague's, led by Jerry Sprague, and the other members of the band are all his grandsons. They will be performing a week from tomorrow at East Lansing's Bailey Park for the annual Pump Stock Festival. We're also joined here today by the festival's coordinator, Smitty Smith. How are you, Smitty? Good
I'm
to see you.
Mark, good to see you.
The band sounds great today. What's it like playing, Jerry? What's it like playing with three of your grandsons?
Yeah, originally, it was very unique, but now it's like we're just a bunch of guys in a band.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You can't say that about three generations of anybody, really, or people who are separated by three generations here.
Yeah, I started out with their dad back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
So this is sort of like an echo effect.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, does dad ever join in here, the middle?
He did, actually.
Your son?
Yeah, we performed at the Arc on January 21st, and we had him get up on stage, so we had three generations.
Okay.
So he played congas while we played a song, and it was great.
And I've got to ask, we got Isaac, who is 22, Gabriel's 20, Samuel is 17, and still a student at East Lansing High School. Do you ever make musical suggestions that get vetoed by your grandpa here? You must have musical interests that your grandpa doesn't share.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so we indulge in those when grandpa isn't around. Basically,
yes,
is what it was.
I perform in a few other local bands with my friends from school, and friends who have graduated. Buddy and Bike, Emmanuel Kant, Morning Meshes. My other. Musical acts that I perform with.
But Jerry, this is a full-time gig for you. You've been doing music full-time for quite a few years.
I quit my day job in 1985.
Okay, yeah, wow.
So
how exciting.
Good.
That's fantastic. We'll talk about the Arc here again in just a minute, but we want to get Smitty Smith here into the conversation as well. Fifth year for Pump Stock in East Lansing.
Yes, sir.
Describe how your festival has grown since you started it.
Well, I think we might have had 150 people or so the first year. Last year, we were up to closer to 300, and expect to at least beat that this year. We've got a better variety of food vendors. We've added the local opening act, which is what Jerry's doing this year, and that seems to be a real draw. He'll start out the festival right at 2 o'clock. That's gone well. This year, we've got some merchandise vendors coming. Michigan Shirt Works and the Record Lounge, two East Lansing businesses, are going to come set up and help us with the local flavor of the event.
And I imagine you've got a returning audience that knows about you. But for our listeners who are just finding out about this, who are near Lansing or East Lansing, lay all the basic details on us. This
sure.
is a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow, Saturday, June 7th, music from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Five bands, and then in between each band, a show on a second stage. The headliner is Harper, an internationally acclaimed Australian blues musician and harmonica player, who also plays the didgeridoo, that Australian instrument. And at 5 o'clock, Harper will lead a kids' harmonica workshop, and the first 50 kids will get a free harmonica.
All
so there'll
right.
be a lot of noise in the East Lansing households come
between
Sunday.
Between the didgeridoos and the harmonicas, there's going to be a unique sounds in
yeah.
the air. Jerry, what determines, what has forged your tastes in music in terms of what you guys end up playing? It sounds like real basic rock.
Yeah, I think what we consider it indie rock. Over the years, I've been playing in front of college students my entire career. So I've always been more exposed to what they want to hear. And I've always learned the music that they wanted to hear. So, and it's always been, the edgy stuff through the past three decades that I've been exposed to and that I've performed for them. But then I wrote this music, and I wanted it to be that sort of edgy, rocky stuff that that people are listening to that's considered alternative rock or indie rock. And so that's how I approach the songwriting for this.
Your latest CD is called Summer State of Mind. You had a release party for this at the Arc in Ann Arbor, which I think was one of your first gigs with your grandson.
It actually was.
That was gig number one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's crazy.
Was it tense?
It was tense coming up to it, but once we were there, it was like we've been doing this our whole lives. It was like being in a fairy tale. It was amazing.
Summer State of Mind. What's the sound on Summer State of Mind?
What is the sound?
Yeah. What's it about?
It laments about not being in summer anymore, because it talks about being in January and 30 days before September, warmer days that I remember.
Ah.
Stuff like that.
You are opening for some pretty big acts.
Yeah.
This summer. Tell us about those.
Well, after we did the Arc concert, and we had got a lot of media attention around Detroit, and we were on the Fox 2 Morning News, and then that picked us up. They picked us up from that video from the Fox 2 Morning News, and they said, hey, can you come up here and open up for Bret Michaels? And we went, yeah.
Whoa.
Sure. And then Then they called me back and they said, can you open up for the Guess Who in July? So it's Bret Michaels at the end of June, which is June 26th, and then the Guess Who and the Jefferson Starship, July 26th.
That's big stuff. That's new territory for you, opening for bands that big, or
have you
pulled that off in the past?
No, I've never done anything. I mean, I've played over 6,500 gigs, but this year is the first concerts I've ever performed.
Smitty, tell us more about your focus when you're booking acts for Pump Stock.
Sure. For Pump Stock, we like to get some variety. So we've got an extreme bluegrass band this year. We've got Jerry playing the indie rock. We've got a blues band headlining. We've got the Lansing Unionized Vaudeville Spectacle playing right after Jerry, which is kind of half music, half vaudeville show. And Drew Nelson and Drew Howard, two very well-known Americana-type artists, playing a duo together, maybe I'll call it a druo.
Drew Nelson has performed on Live Music Friday.
Drew
Howard.
Drew Howard, right. And Drew Nelson has won quite a few Jammy Awards, and Drew Howard's played with just about everybody in this state. I think most people know him. But, you know, I think the point is it's a pretty high-level talent. I mean, you've got our opening act is also opening for all the people that Jerry just mentioned and played at the Arc. Our headliner is a member of the Blues Hall of Fame and plays international festivals all over the place. And you can't see this kind of talent in one place in mid-Michigan ever, I don't think, except at Pump Stock.
6,500 gigs, you said, Gary, in your Jerry, in your career?
Yeah, that's a conservative estimate.
And what kind of a gig do you enjoy the most? Is it the kind of thing that Smitty's going, Pump Stock? what kind of venue do you like playing?
I like outdoor concerts better than anything.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, we loved the Arc. And it was so intimate, and we had over 200 people show up there on a January Tuesday night, and it was 5 degrees below zero when we left that place. But I love the outdoor concerts, and I'm loving the fact that I'm doing Pump Stock because that's where these guys grew up. I mean, that's that Pump Stock, you know, that's a block and a half from my house.
Yeah.
And their dad went to Bailey School. I mean, this is our place. This is our history. So.
Talk about roots.
Yeah,
roots.
Absolutely.
Roots. Will the Bret Michaels and Guess Who gigs, will those be the biggest crowds you've ever played in front of? Or have you been
yes,
in front of that
I,
many people?
I don't really know how big that will be. I mean, the biggest crowd I ever played in front of was at the Delta Sigma Phi fraternity in the 80s, and there was 3,000 people there.
Oh.
So this, I would guess, is going to be above 10,000 or so, I would guess.
It has been great having you guys on. Smitty, we wish you the best of luck with Pump Stock.
Thank you.
Here yet again this week from tomorrow in East Lansing. We want to thank Jerry Sprague, Sam, Gabe, and Isaac Sprague. They'll be playing us out here in just a few minutes. Why don't you guys retake your positions? And I will say goodbye. I will point out that the executive producer of Current State is Peter Worf. Joe Lindstroth puts this all together as our producer. Thanks also to Emmanuel Berry, Melissa Benmark, Scott Pohl, and Kevin Lavery, Aaron Young, and Nicole Strobel. Thank you as well. It's been a great Friday. We leave you with the Spragues on Current State.
Can you see the man I am from across the water? Can you see the man I am? Can you see the man I am from across the border? Can you see the man I am? Can you see the man I am? Nothing's ever changed as I stand before you, the one who helped you sing and dance when you were young. Time carries us along, leaves us with the memories of the people we once were when we were young. Can you see the man I am from across the water? Can you see